3. Quinn got out his radio and called down to base camp.
Quinn to NHBC, over.
Saron's hard Gallic voice responded immediately.
Quinn, talk to me. What's going on up there? Why haven't I heard from you and Nelson? Are you on the summit, over?
We are on the summit. Repeat, on the summit. Nelson and Pemba in bad shape. Eve, Lakpa, Dawa, myself, okay. Is Ross McGregor safely back at high camp? Over.
Yes, but how bad is the kid?
The heavy French accent snapped back, any radio formalities instantly forgotten.
O's frozen or blocked, not sure which. No O's for last 45 minutes. Exhaustion. Probable severe frostbite to both hands.
Merde!
The shout of rage made the radio crackle and distort.
What the fuck are you doing up there, Quinn? Let me speak to him. I need to patch him through to his family in America.
Quinn looked at the barely conscious boy slumped next to him.
Not a good idea at the moment. Too weak. If he improves, we will call them on the sat phone.
He already knew there was no way he was going to make that call.
No, you won't do it. We must make the call. I repeat, we must make the call. We need a summit photo and a call. Do you understand me, Neil Quinn? A summit photo and a call home.
I hear you, but he's in a bad way. It's not the right thing to do.
Fuck the right thing. You must do it.
Quinn looked out from the summit, wondering why he was even wasting precious time having the conversation.
Speak to me, Neil Quinn. Is he standing?
The Frenchman continued, relentless. Quinn didn't reply, contemplating turning the radio off. Saron became incensed at the lack of a response.
Answer me!
He screamed as he swept a laptop computer off the communications table. It audibly clattered onto the rocky floor of the expedition's mess tent.
I said, fucking well, answer me!
No, he is not standing. Descent will be difficult. I repeat, descent will be difficult.
Put him on the radio now!
Quinn relented, pulling the kid's oxygen.